In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we're going to talk about healing through God, but does He exist? But first, we're going to talk a little bit about frequent confession, evangelization, and living chastity in our lives. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to touch briefly on the practice of frequent confession. And the gift of frequent confession is a beautiful and fruitful gift. Have you considered more frequent confession for you and your family? The Catechism recommends frequent confession. Some may tell you that frequent confession is a waste of time, that it's not necessary, that you're being scrupulous. Listen, don't listen to the naysayers. They're wrong. Frequent confession, as I said, is a beautiful and fruitful gift. Paragraph 1458, without being strictly necessary, confession of everyday faults, venial sins, is nevertheless strongly recommended by the Church. Indeed, the regular confession of our venial sins helps us form our conscience, fight against evil tendencies, let ourselves be healed by Christ, and progress in the life of the Spirit. By receiving more frequently through this sacrament the gift of the Father's mercy, we are spurred to be merciful as He is merciful. Have you been to confession lately? Have you taken advantage of the mercy of Jesus, won for you at so high a price on the cross? He's waiting for you in the person of the priest, in persona Christi. It is in confession that your misery meets mercy. Your misery is obliterated by mercy. When the priest raises his hand over you and prays the words, the prayer of absolution, blood is dripping from his hand. The blood of Jesus is mystically dripping from his hand and washing away your sins. Your sins are blotted out and remembered no longer. The sacrament of confession, also known as the sacrament of penance or reconciliation, is the ordinary and beautiful and sure way that your sins are forgiven. This is where the blood of Jesus is applied to you and your soul, where the blood of Jesus washes over you. You see, if there is no shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. I want to now switch gears a little bit and talk about evangelization some more. By virtue of our baptism, Jesus is calling all of us, each of us, you included, to evangelize and to serve others. What gifts has Jesus given to you? What can you do, or do better perhaps, for Jesus, perhaps in the parish or an external apostolate or work of service? Fulfilling our God-given mission isn't just about what we do. Yes, we have to work hard, but it is first about being. It is about who you are. Jesus does not need activists who don't have a consistent and deep prayer and sacramental life. You see, he cannot do anything with them or through them. He cannot work miracles of grace through them. They have no power from on high if they have no sacramental or prayer life. Souls are not attracted to them because they can't find Jesus there. There is no transcendent influence or result. But when you and I have a consistent and deep sacramental and prayer life, we are clothed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit will transform us into Jesus, and grace will empower all that we are and all that we do, and we will become effective evangelizers. Do you know that Jesus ascended into heaven and sent down to you what the Father has promised? Do you know that you have been clothed with power from on high? Luke 24:49, "And now I am sending down to you what the Father has promised. Stay in the city then until you are clothed with the power from on high." And Jesus also tells us, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and then you will be my witnesses." Acts 1:8. Listen, my friend, you and I cannot allow this power, won at so high a price by our Lord Jesus, to go wasted. Do you want to be a part of God's special forces? Well, Jesus invites you to be part of his special forces. And this is actually a duty by virtue of your baptism and your confirmation. Listen, this isn't the Navy SEALs. Though it's better than the Navy SEALs, more effective than the Navy SEALs, more powerful than the Navy SEALs. And that's no disrespect to our special forces and the Navy SEALs. I am immensely grateful to and respect all of our military and special forces. But I'm talking here about God's special forces. And to be part of God's special forces, you don't need to be physically strong. You can be weak. As a matter of fact, you can be sick, bedridden, weak, uneducated, poor. You're invited. You are powerful in Christ. Our Commander-in-Chief, our Lord Jesus, does ask, however, for your assent, for you to exercise your free will and to surrender and to say, "Lord, I'm yours. Use me as you wish." He does ask you to be faithful and courageous, but he understands your weakness, and he tells you, he tells me, "My grace is enough for you. My power is at its best in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. So I invite you to respond with me to our Lord Jesus' invitation. "I shall be very happy to make my weaknesses my special boast, so that the power of Christ may stay over me. And that is why I am quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecutions, and the agonies I go through for Christ's sake. For it is when I am weak that I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12:9 to 10. I'd also like to reflect briefly on our responsibility as parents and grandparents. I myself have 14 living children, ages 29 to 9, and am a grandparent. Have we become desensitized to what is actually harmful to ourselves and our family members? It is up to us to form our children in truth and chastity. Parents and grandparents, if you are not forming your children, who is? In their exposure to the media and its plethora of confusion, can they discern what is true and in line with the church's teachings? Can I? We need to be consistently involved in our children's lives and assure that their use and our use of media is chaste and contributing to their dignity as unique, beautiful persons made in God's very image and likeness and entrusted to us to protect, to raise, to form, to get to heaven. You see, it is a stark reality that we can only give what we have. So all the more reason we must learn the truth that the Catholic Church teaches, and we must be chaste ourselves in every way, including in our openness to the gift of life in our own marriages, in our use of the media, of the internet, and even in our thoughts. When it comes to pornography and unchastity, we must give no quarter whatsoever. When we dally with a temptation of this sort, we will get burned. A spark will quickly become a blazing, out-of-control inferno. At the very first spark of temptation, we must immediately, without hesitation, pour an entire bucket of the living waters of Jesus on that spark to kill it mercilessly on the spot. With our heartfelt prayer and with the ever-available help of our Lord Jesus in His name and covered in His blood. And should we have the misfortune to fall and harm our relationship with our Lord Jesus, with our family, and our own dignity, we should courageously and confidently bring our sin to the sacrament of confession. We will not only be forgiven, but we will be fortified to avoid such a fall in the future. Again, this is a great advantage of frequent confession. I go weekly by the grace of God because I need it. So whatever we do, we first need to be holy. And to be holy, we need Jesus. We're called to frequent the sacraments and have a consistent prayer life and engage in opportunities like you are right now listening to Catholic radio. Let's place our lives, ourselves, our sanctity, our families, and our families' beautiful innocence and dignity. Our duty as individuals and as parents to protect and form our children, our God-ordained missions as men and women, all into our Blessed Mother's welcoming, safe, and pure hands. Let's give the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother and Queen, and Jesus our Lord, permission to do what they will with us. Let's say to them, at your service, I will refuse you nothing. If we do this, God's grace will never be lacking. We'll be right back to talk about God's existence. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Let's reflect on healing through God, but does He exist? Colossians 1:15-23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He Himself might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile all things for Him, making peace by the blood of His cross. Through Him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind because of evil deeds, He has now reconciled in His fleshy body through His death to present you holy, without blemish, irreproachable before Him, provided that you persevere in the faith, firmly grounded, stable, and not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, am a minister. End of quote. As a younger man, I tended toward believing in God with lip service, though I generally lived and acted as if I did not believe He existed. I most certainly did not have a loving relationship with God, my Father, but He never gave up on me, as He never gives up on you. I eventually received from His hands the paramount gift of faith through no merit of my own. This gift is available to every one of us for the asking, though it will never be imposed upon us. Perhaps you're struggling with the question, does God exist? The answer is an unequivocal yes. By the way, His existence does not depend upon our acquiescence. He is. How can we sum up who God is but in His own words? Too deep to fully penetrate with our weak mortal minds. I am. John 8:58. Not I was or I will be, but I am. Do you believe in the one true God? If not, then what or who do you believe in? Everyone has a God. What are my gods? What are your gods? My intellect, science, money, possessions, power, prestige, sex, leisure, my stomach, technology, politics, my body. We could go on and on. Many of these things are not bad in themselves when used in an ordered and proper way, when we use them for the good of ourselves and others and the glory of God. The trouble comes when we make gods out of something other than the one true God. You see, the false gods we choose ultimately own and enslave us. We surrender our freedom, which is a supreme gift from our one true God, and submit to these enslavers. Will these false gods comfort us and give us peace when we take our leave of this world one day, on a day we do not know, but which is certain to come? Have you ever known of anyone taking any of these things into eternity? No use having a storage bin or U-Haul with us. They will be useless at that final moment of life here on earth. The most common God we can naturally tend to choose is ourselves, whether we do so knowingly or not. It is very common for persons today to be moral relativists. wherein they choose and create their own moral truths to live by, which they claim not to impose on anyone else. They claim to be tolerant of everyone else's right to choose their own set of moral beliefs. But watch out for these tyrants if someone else's beliefs interfere in some way with theirs. In other words, they have fooled themselves into believing that they themselves can establish what is right and wrong for themselves, while claiming that there is no such thing as objective truth that applies to everyone. Of course, this proclamation that there is no binding universal objective truth is ipso facto, paradoxically, presented as an objective truth in itself that should apply to everyone. And you have committed a terrible, mortal sin should you burst the moral relativist bubble, claiming that there is an objective truth that is binding to everyone, including them. The philosophical approach of moral relativism is a preposterous philosophy, which virtually all of us have been unduly influenced by, have been infected by, as this culture that we live and breathe in is so completely saturated by it. It's a lie. Those who live as moral relativists may claim that they believe in God, but they believe and live as if they themselves are all-powerful and can tell God what is right and wrong, which in fact infers that they are more omnipotent and omniscient than the God they claim to believe in. God, for them, becomes a puppet of their own will. But this is far from the truth of who the one true God is. You see, God is God, and we are not. Repeating, God is God, we're not. Of course, we all have the tendency to be personally biased in justifying the things we want to do, often even if this hurts others, myself most definitely included. That is why we need God. We need His help in coming to the truth, in understanding the truth, in embracing the truth, and living the truth, and persevering in the truth. As a matter of fact, the truth is not something abstract. The truth is a person, Jesus, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. We can know the truth and are enabled to live the truth better when we fall in love with Him. That is to say, when we fall in love with the truth, we fall in love with love. Well, we'll take a brief break and we'll come back to talk more about healing through God. But does He exist? And you better believe that He does exist. And we'll hear what Jesus Himself tells us about Himself. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about God's existence. Yes. God is not an institution. God is love. He is truth. Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Jesus is the only way to the truth and life. He is the truth. And this truth, this Jesus, who is the true life, gives us, gives you life eternal. We cannot attain this on our own by ourselves. We must be lifted up to it by Jesus our Lord through His supernatural help, which does not naturally belong to us, but which is always readily available to us if we so desire, if we so accept the gift. Only God can consecrate us in the truth. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. Listen, please. The truth is that there is one true God, and He is the truth. There truly are objective truths that apply to everyone. Too numerous to even begin to spell out here. The best place to find these truths enumerated is in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is truly a love letter from God Himself to you to make you happy on earth and throughout all of eternity. You see, the reality is that you and I are not determiners of truth. Truth is not something we have the power to invent, but rather an objective reality that we are called to accept and live. The truth does not oppress us. Rather, it sets us free and makes us happy. The truth will make you free. John 8:32. For example, an objective truth is that we should never directly and intentionally kill, murder, abort innocent babies in the womb who are unable to defend themselves. These are unrepeatable, unique persons full of potential with unique missions on earth made in God's own image and likeness and intended to be perfectly happy for all eternity with God. By the way, I can never mention abortion without also mentioning the infinite mercy of our Lord Jesus if you have had an abortion or you have been complicit in an abortion. God's mercy is awaiting you. If you only repent and if Catholic, you go to confession. Yes, your Heavenly Father is longing for you to return to Him into His fatherly loving embrace. Yes, you are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. 1-888. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.